This album's celebrating an anniversary.
That's right. We're joined by Sam Smith. What's up, bro?
Morena. What's up? What's
Hello.
Going down?
I don't know. What is going down? Tell us about it.
Well, lots happening in the world, as we know.
Yes, and also a massive attack has happened.
Well, yes, they have happened 25 years ago, actually.
Ah, yes.
We're doing their second studio album today, which is turning 25, released in 1994. So, of course, Massive Attack, trip-hop group from Bristol. You might remember several weeks ago we did Portishead as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, just completing the circle, I guess, by doing Massive Attack. And they were formed in 1988 in Bristol by Robert 3D Del Naja, Grant Daddy G Marshall, and Andrew Vowles. And they came out of the club scene in the city during the 80s, which was kind of, you know, quite popular at the time. And they were part of a collective called The Wild Bunch. And they quickly gained a reputation as arguably the leading trip-hop act of the period, thanks to the success of their 1991 debut album, Blue Lines, which we did a couple of years ago on anniversary albums. And their success was quickly followed, obviously, by Portishead, Tricky as well, who we talked about a couple of weeks ago, Portishead. And by 1994, they were seen as one of the most exciting acts in UK music.
Woo!
And this, of course, put immense pressure on them to follow up their debut album, Blue Lines, which was an instant classic, with something at least as good, and not suffer from the usual second album syndrome.
No.
You know, how many acts go through that, where they release a bloody good album first up, and their second album, you know, kind of flop a bit. Yeah. Given they decided to create something that was similar, and it was in a similar vein to Blue Lines, drawing on R&B, soul, electronic influences, and we were yet to see the more darker industrial sound that would emerge on Mezzanine a few years later, actually. On this record, they also brought in some featured guests to sing, as they did also on Blue Lines. So here we had Tricky featuring. He was also making a name for himself at the time. We also had Everything But The Girls' Tracy Thorn, who you'll hear in a minute, and also reggae legend Horace Andy, who returned after impressing on Blue Lines as well.
Yes.
So there was a nice collection of different people that they brought in to work on these songs. So, without further ado, let's play some music.
Alrighty.
This is the opening track, and it's also the title track of the record, Protection. It's one of my favourite songs ever.
Mm-hmm.
It features the wonderful Tracy Thorn from Everything But The Girl, and it was the second single released, and it reached number 14 in the UK charts.
Brilliant.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
That was Protection by Massive Attack. You're tuned into 95BFM. This is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
Hello.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello.
Hello.
So, yeah, very nice song. That quite beautiful.
Quite gorgeous.
Very filmscapey. I've heard it in some TV shows and films over the years. The thing about trip-hop is it's kind of very nice to be set to visuals. It's that sort of music, isn't it?
Yeah, we also got a really lovely text from Mike. Said that they had this particular album on repeat at Daily Planet Cafe in Devonport, and that they recently got the Tracy Thorn book from Flying Out.
Which is nice. Yeah, because I think she's just released an autobiography, Tracy Thorn, and she's a very interesting lady. I follow her on Twitter, and she's always got interesting things to say.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
All right. The next track we're going to play is another goodie. It's track 2 and the third and final single of the record. It's called Karma Coma. I always joke about this song because it sounds quite similar to Karma Cola.
Mm.
So I always kind of have a joke about that, you know, a little inside joke there. This one features Tricky on vocals as well. And, yeah, it's a bit of a groovy track, this one.
To give, but lines say this loving's best. Will leave us in emotional pace. Take a walk, taste a rest. No, take a rest.
I seen you digging a hole in your neighborhood. You're crazy, but you're lazy. No need to live in a lean-to. Your troubles must be seen to. See through money like it's paper. With faces I remember. I drink on a daily basis. The way soda cools my temper. It never cools my temper.
Walking through the suburbs, they're not exactly lovers, you're a couple. Especially when your body's double duplicate, and then you wait for the next Kuwait. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. 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 Severed when there's trust to be treated. Someone with funk will hear beats. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma.
Roma.
That was Karma Cola with Massive Attack. This is our anniversary album.
You said Karma Cola.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I
planted that seed in your brain.
I really like this song as well.
It is a good song.
It's a cool video, too.
Yeah.
Karma Coma. It was Karma Coma by Massive Attack. I'm really appreciating all the text in as well. Everyone's being so lovely.
So the person who had two copies of the record.
Yeah, you've got two copies. Is it like if you have two copies, you have like the nice copy and then the
slightly worn version?
And also sometimes it's like the remaster.
Yeah. True.
Was there a remaster that came out?
Most likely.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
94.
Deluxe reissue or something.
Deluxe
with like extra bonus tracks and remixes.
And a sweet booklet.
And probably some glow in the dark record vinyls.
And some trippy ass visuals. Anyway,
a spray can, because we all know who's Banksy, right?
Yeah, but do you know who Banksy is?
Oh, someone associated with this band, apparently. Hint.
Are you in this band?
No, unfortunately.
So are you not Banksy?
Unfortunately, no.
Damn. Okay. Well, we're going to conclude anniversary albums after this.
21st Century Time Traveling, the new album from Wukong the Monkey King, out now. Bilingual boundary pushers working at the edge of where hip-hop, alt-rock, psychedelia, funk, and jazz meet. Wukong the Monkey King, 21st Century Time Traveling. Stream it now on Spotify or go to wukongthemonkeyking.bandcamp.com.
Kumasi, Washington. Live at the Power Station, October 10th. The West Coast Jazz Visionary returning to New Zealand for one very special show. Kumasi, Washington. October 10th at the Power Station. Tickets on sale now from livenation.co.nz.
Orcon's new 4G backup plan has everything you need to keep your small business running smoothly. Whether you're everyone's favourite Greyland Paleo Cafe or that esoteric board game shop that's Otahuhu's best kept secret, Orcon Broadband has you covered. Great power rates, mobile plans, internet, everything. Their awesome unlimited broadband starts at $89.95 a month, GST exclusive. Plus, 4G backup means that whatever happens, you won't lose your connection. Get reliable broadband for your small business. Go to orcon.net.nz/business.
Whoa, Cole.
Can I help you?
Cocktails and test tubes, even cooler than teapots. I'll try this one.
So, that's highly poisonous.
Secure the body.
Science, it's all good. But just to be safe, why not stay up to date with the latest happenings, discoveries, and hot button topics with Dear Science. Every Wednesday wire on the bee, Lillian is joined by a rotating roster of boffins, brainiacs, and badasses to make sense of just about bloody everything. Dear Science, every Wednesday wire on 95BFM, thanks to MOTAC, Auckland's Museum of Transport and Technology.
Kia ora, everyone. This is Morning Glory with Geneva. I'm here with Sam Smith,
hello,
and we're doing anniversary albums.
Yes, we are. We've been looking at Massive Attack Protection from 1994. And let's talk about how this album was received and its legacy. It was a commercial and critical success, much like their debut record, and much like their next album would be. In fact, their first three albums are kind of all trip-hop classics. This was a golden era for Massive Attack and for trip-hop in general, actually. Reached number 4 in the UK charts and also number 9 in New Zealand, where it went gold. Rolling Stone magazine called the album cool, sexy stuff.
Ooh.
There you go. Well,
has anyone ever made out to Massive Attack,
oh,
though?
Oh, God.
Has anyone ever had a make-out
sesh?
Of course
they have. other critics noted the fusing of...
Who was born in 94? I mean, no, conceived in 94.
Anyone
out there?
other critics noted the fusing of club, dub and soul sounds, obviously.
Oh, yes.
Critics were also impressed that they continued on what they started on Blue Lines and did not deviate too much from that, what they were doing well. So they obviously didn't suffer the second album syndrome. It continues to this day to hold down a reasonable reputation, even if it is considered kind of number three of the big three Massive Attack albums. It certainly showed that they were not a one-album wonder and proved to audiences that they were here to stay. And stay they did. They're still around to this day. Subsequently, Rolling Stone magazine ranked it 51 in their list of the 100 best albums of the 1990s. And obviously, after this record came out, they went on to record Mezzanine in 1998. And they've continued making music and touring to this day. Although their last record actually didn't come out until 2010, so it's been about 9 years or so since their last album. They've released some EPs in that time as well, but yeah, it would be really cool if they came down to New Zealand, because their live show is pretty spectacular, actually, and very political. They have like footage of like they made a big deal about the refugee crisis in recent times and had footage of refugees on the big screen and stuff,
yeah,
and that kind of thing. They're a very political band.
Yes.
And I think that's important because music should be political.
Well, that is an argument that happens quite a lot, is like, do you separate art and politics or sport and politics?
Sure,
is
sure.
What we saw with the Springbok tour, yeah, back. You know, well, I mean, in general, like,
yeah. I don't see how...
like people playing in Israel, for instance.
Art is political, I think, inherently. It can be.
It can be, but some people
choose
it,
not to.
Yeah, yep. Some people choose not to.
But
see themselves as entertainers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Massive Attack very much see themselves as a political group and will use their music to get a message across, which they've done.
Well, with a name like Massive Attack, I mean, what would you expect?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're going to finish on that note with a track called Sly. It's track number 8 and the first single from the record. And this also features vocals from a Scottish singer-songwriter by the name of Nicolette.
Sure.
So, yeah, check it out.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Sam.
My
much
pleasure.
Much appreciation.
No problem. Spicing my words up. Thanks for the text also.
Yes, Post Malone was born in 95, just saying. Oh!
Well, that explains a lot.
Post Malone was conceived. Oh, my gosh. Yes, well, for all you 95 babies, this one's for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.